now to Andy Shore, Ingham County Commissioner and candidate for Michigan House of Representatives. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very good. I wanted to talk with you. I believe you just come out of a task force meeting discussing the issue that we wanted to talk about that hit the papers today. And it's a task force looking at economic development initiatives through assessing a special property tax. Tell us about this.
Well, there's a law on the books that, in essence, allows a county board of commissioners to assess up to 0.5 mils for economic development, tourism, or agriculture purposes. And a few other counties have implemented this. And at Ingham County, we're always looking to figure out what our options are, what we can use and what we can't. But we didn't want to just bring this up and move anything forward. We wanted to see if businesses were interested, if citizens were interested. We wanted to have a discussion about what it is and what we could use it for. And this is our third meeting. We've actually been putting it out in the public, but we haven't had a lot of public until today because the State Journal ran a piece on it. So we're talking to folks and seeing, is $10, we're actually only looking at about a 0.2 millage or maybe even less than that. So is, $5 or $10 a year worth it to have more jobs and attract more, young people and more talent, or is this not the time? So we've had a lot of in-depth discussion about it. We've got economic developers. Again, we've got, the Chamber was there today and LEAP was there today, and a variety of other community organizations. So, we're assessing our options to see if this is the time, and if it is, if it's something we want to move forward with, and if it is, then, how are we going to do it to make sure we do it right and don't duplicate anything else that anyone else in the county is doing.
Now, when you say $5 or $10 a year, that you're saying that's what it would be for average taxpayers.
Right.
That's the additional.
Right. Yeah. I think it's $10 on a $100,000 home is what 0.2 mils would be.
Okay.
If we drop it down to 0.1 mil, it would be $5 on a $100,000 home. That's in essence the average number that's used. So that's what we're looking at to see if it's worthwhile or not. And, some of the options were interesting. We thought about, micro loans for businesses, but we found out during these discussions that there's plenty of that out there. And that's not really a good use of, if we're going to assess, that's not a good use. So we think we're going to put that on the shelf. And, one of the business groups told us that marketing studies for businesses is something huge that they really want. So we put that as something that would be, a need, but there, might be other organizations doing that. So we're looking to see, is there a need? Is there not a need? We want to try and help out entrepreneurs. There are incubators in East Lansing, and there's going to be one in Lansing. And how can we get people into those incubators and then out of those incubators and into businesses? And, you're getting students from professors from Michigan State. How can they stay here and not go to New York or not go to California? How can we keep them here? And can we use this, as providing more incubators or providing more options for those folks? So these are all the things we're talking about, and it's a lot of stuff to talk about. So we're really having a lot of detailed discussion, and we're not going to move this any faster than it should be.
Well, and it sounds like obviously the end goal is to attract jobs and businesses, and as stated in the article today, especially small businesses, in a way that's not already being done, was your quote, and appropriately so. When you talk about all the different programs, it does sound like you're going through these very carefully.
Yeah, we are. And that what you just said, that's not just the end goal, that's the whole goal.
Okay.
And we need to know if there's support for that. We're going through it very carefully. We don't want anyone accusing us of ramming something through. And someone at the meeting today said, we're nervous that you're going to ram this through. And the State Journal reporter said to me, so the commission's considering this now. And I said, no. I said, they're not. I said, we've got a task force of independent groups looking at this. It's not before the commission. It's not before a committee. It's not even a plan to go before the commission or committee. It's people who are looking at the options and we're going to see if it's worthwhile to do it or not.
Well, and of course,
is it worthwhile to recommend to the board or not?
Well, yeah, to even get to that step, you're
right.
It's kind of, although you've met a few times, you're still in the infancy stages of it all. It sounds like, and of course, what comes up when I mentioned this earlier today, what somebody said to me, where does the Headley Amendment come into play?
Because this is a legal issue, because the act was passed before the Headley Amendment, we don't have a Headley issue. We do actually have some room under our Headley cap it's very small. It's like 0.14 or 0.12 or something like that. So it's very small, but my understanding is this is outside of the Headley Amendment because the act passed before Headley. But the reality is the numbers are so small. You know, we had someone today at our task force say, you know, well, Lansing just turned down the millage, you know, and we had someone else come in and say, you know, that was 4 mils. That was, you know, $150, $200 a year, and people just felt they couldn't afford that. You know, here we're looking at, you know, potentially $5 to $10, and maybe people can't afford that. So we need to have that discussion, but we're fairly certain this is outside of Headley, and that's at least the legal opinion we have. But that's one of the issues we also have explored.
Well, it's a fascinating topic. Again, as you said, it's something that hasn't been done before, looking at something that needs to be done.
Right.
So it looks like, you know, it's an interesting discussion. I'm sure we'll talk more about this as it moves along. I appreciate that. How goes the race for the House of Representatives?
It's going really well. You know, we announced that we raised $35,000 so far, and I've got, you know, 3 fundraisers scheduled. You know, I've got a lot of outreach that I'm going to be doing with constituents. I think the maps are going to be finalized this week for the legislature, so we'll know who's in the district and who's not. It's going, you know, it's going really well. We're running our plan, and the plan is going well. So, you know, if people want to see more, go to www.andyshore.com, and they can check it all out.
Very good. As always, Andy, thank you for your time and perspective. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Thank you.